EZIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
Unit 3B, Easy to Understand and Auto Description. Element 1, Processes. Interview with Professionals. Christopher Taylor. Overview. In this video interview, we will listen to the answers of Christopher Taylor to some AD-related questions. Professor Taylor is an academic who has been researching AD for many years. He recently coordinated a European Union project, ADLAB, Auto Description, Lifelong Access for the Blind, which achieved success story status and remained active in the follow-up project, ADLAB Pro. He has recently retired.
I'm Chris Taylor from the University of Trieste, now retired. And for many years now, I've been interested in audiovisual translation and more recently in audio description, to the point of coordinating a European project called ADLAB, which was then taken on by my colleague Elisa Perrigo in ADLAB Pro, both of which were aimed at improving and enhancing the state of the art in terms in regarding audio description in Europe, but also I hope in relation to the rest of the world. In fact, the two of us are now coordinating a book, the Handbook of Audio Description, which covers, we hope, the entire globe in terms of the future prospects of audio description.
Do you think that the AD, as you know it, is really accessible for all, including people with cognitive, intellectual, and or learning disabilities whose processing times might be slower?
Well, museum experience would suggest that this is the case. Sighted visitors like hearing an AD, maybe because it's simpler than the normal audio guide. And then we have your EZIT. As regards the cinema, this has been less investigated, but I've watched films with AD as a professional hazard, and I'm not disturbed by it. And with universal design, everybody's talking about universal design these days, I think some people may opt for it on an ad hoc basis at least. Those with cognitive or learning disabilities might benefit from AD in all sectors, though for obvious reasons it would have to be AD in EZIT form. The speed of reproduction, clarity of enunciation, etc. are of the utmost importance, and the latest developments in personalization technology would prove very useful here. So the person could adjust the speed of delivery, the clarity, the style, etc.
Do you think that simplifying AD for people with cognitive, intellectual and or learning disabilities could be the right way to go to extend possible users?
Well, simplification is in any case an aim of audio description. And in addition to the questions of speed, clarity, etc. just mentioned, people with cognitive, intellectual and or learning disabilities need simplified text. So the move towards plain English or plain Italian or plain whatever has led to the elimination of a lot of jargon, bureaucraties and so on. And that's for normally sighted people in all areas. So AD as a specialised genre could definitely benefit from the same kind of intervention, both for the blind and sighted, sight-impaired public and those with special needs. So, if psychologists, teachers, social workers, and so on are made aware of the progress being made in this direction, then I can see it being extended.
What type of simplification can you think of?
Well, the usual things: short sentences, limited technical terms, plain language, no bureaucratic language, and so on. Syntactically simple, paratactic sentences, no subordination, clear, deliberate pronunciation, and so on. But from a purely audio description point of view, simplification could include describing the minimum necessary for understanding when dealing with the needs of persons with sight loss, but concentrating on the kind of image-text matching that a cognitively disabled listener needs. For example, a dyslexic person would require particular attention to be paid to image-text, making sure that the words are clearly associated with the visual, for example.
Do you think that all types of AD, screen AD, art AD and so on, can be simplified and remain successful?
Yes.
sighted cinema audiences, museum visitors, etc., they like simple descriptions. So this is especially true towards the end of films, the end of a museum visit, and so on. The only possible exception is live AD, which is becoming more frequent, where the describer would have to be particularly skillful and mindful of the listener's needs.
The results of the focus group carried out in a previous stage of the project show that some users might need ADs that are more informative than descriptive. This would imply replacing some descriptions by explanations. Which criteria or strategies would you apply to implement this requirement? And in your opinion, in which cases would this not be possible?
Well, bearing in mind the old adage, you say what you see, and the recommendation found in various sets of guidelines to be objective, not subjective or judgmental, the informative approach would not work for film or TV AD. Attempting to explain a scene would involve personal interpretation and would transgress that line, which the blind and sight impaired call condescension or pandering. It is true that not everything can be described, only a small fraction of the elements in a frame can or should be described, but most scenes can be explained, even in a brief and satisfactory way. Thus, my opinion anyway, the informative type of AD is much more acceptable, for example, in museum AD. Again, the need to avoid spoon-feeding exists, but sighted visitors also require and desire explanations of museum exhibits.
This video was prepared by Elisa Perego and produced by Angelica De Marchis, Laura Marini and Annalisa Navetta from the University of Trieste. The narrator was Annalisa Navetta.
The project EZIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EZIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexieverbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EZIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.